Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Robert McNutt. Today we're talking about a very common clinical problem. The question was brought to all of us today by a 21-year-old recent college graduate who developed cold symptoms with runny nose and a cough, was irritated, having to head for job interviews, and was in the drugstore when she asked her boyfriend whether she should buy some cough syrup. Well, the boyfriend knew me, and they called me right from the drugstore. And I think it's a fascinating question. We all can share in the experience of having a cold. A recent study that tried to evaluate what a burden or how much problem that coughs and colds were, did a survey of households and found that having a cold occurs about 2.5 times per year per person. It's estimated over 500 million episodes of a cold in a year's time in the United States. And it's not a cheap part of our healthcare. The estimate from the article, I think it was in the Archives of Internal Medicine, but I can't quite remember it, that estimated that it was a $40 billion industry, cold and cough. $2.9 billion for over-the-counter drugs. And this woman, this young lady, was in this conundrum. Should she be one of those people that contributes to the $2.9 billion paid for over-the-counter cough and cold medicines? Now, the data on this is fascinating, and I've given you two articles. The first article in the blog that you'll see if you click on it reviews about 24 randomized trials of different therapies to be used for a cough. What's striking about it is that they're like 24 different shots in the dark. They're just so disparate in their planning, the questions asked, the outcomes measured, whether or not they had placebo or not. The outcome instruments that measured the outcomes couldn't even be compared. So the summary of that entire article and the 24 articles is they couldn't tell if there was evidence that cough syrups helped at all. The second one is a fun one, and it has to do with honey. I think there are 6 randomized trials in the article, if you look it up, of honey and as a cough suppressant. This was mainly in children from the age of 1 year on. You don't want to give honey to too young of children. And there aren't very good studies in adults with honey, but honey was used as the cough suppressant. And on every one of those studies, there was at least the hint that honey was as good as everything else. So this is fun for me because I have a specific remedy that I love for my cough. I like honey and a little bit of whiskey. A friend of mine still told me his grandmother would call him and say, "I've got a cough and I got a cold. Please bring me some bourbon." And she would put honey and lemon. And I know in Ireland, the hot toddy and situations, different kinds of remedies are used. I also know there's people that swear by the cough syrups they buy. And I think that that's the important learning point in this clinical question. There's really no good evidence that one of these treatments is better than another for a cough and cold. In medicine, you have to have an adequate comparison to make a decision. It is not sufficient to say, well, the cough syrup works for me, or the honey and whiskey works for me, because that's not what medical decision-making is about. Medical decision-making is taking a comparison of two different treatments and seeing which is better for you. These comparisons, from a scientific standpoint, are relatively inadequate to give us any idea of what might be best. So the way I interpret this study, and you're going to interpret it yourself, whatever works for you is good enough. And what if you're going out and buying over-the-counter medicines, if you are contributing to that $2.9 billion, you ought to stop maybe and think about a home remedy. They're all over. When I looked up on the internet to see what home remedies for cough, it's quite comical. Simple, cheap, probably the way to go to start if you're trying to get rid of a cough. And those things hopefully will work well enough to avoid having to go out and spend any amount of your good hard money, hard-earned cash for items that probably are no better than even the home remedies. So I hope this is helpful to you. To me, it is a fascinating example of science where there can be several different outcomes. There can be no data. There can be inadequate data. There can be good data that shows that one thing is better, and there can be good data that shows that all treatments are equivalent. In this cough and cold situation, it's just that we don't know. And they look at all the treatments and all the ideas that people have had for cough and cold all appear to be the same. So keep it simple, keep it cheap. Make sure that you don't use those things that might be dangerous, especially in children. Dexamethorphan could be dangerous with overdose. Those should be avoided. And if you got any great home remedies that you want to add to the comment field, we'd love to hear them. So thank you for listening, and I hope this is helpful.